B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
When the Pearl Harbor submarine USS Bremerton, the oldest commissioned sub in the Navy, made a stop in the Philippines on his farewell tour on March 1st of last year, Commander Travis Zettel said that he and his crew were looking forward to the opportunity to engage with the local community. Well, as it turned out, the Navy was less than pleased with the sub skipper's choice of engagement, which included paying for 10 prostitutes at once.
Hey, would you fellas like some whores?
I think these may have been just for him, though, Steve.
Just for him? Someone's greedy.
Naval Colonel.
Oh, they're all for me.
Investigative service agents were alerted that Zettel had told two other sailors at a hotel pool that he had requested and ordered 10 girls to arrive at the hotel.
Gotta tell you, after the seventh whore, I just took a nap.
One of the sailors saw Zettel with about 10 provocatively dressed females outside the entrance of the hotel. He later admitted to Navy investigators that he paid for female accompaniment.
That just doesn't work.
Another Navy member had three local females holding onto his arm as he was wandering around and greeting sailors from his command.
And this is all part of the farewell trip for the submarine?
You got to go out with a bang.
Yes. Right? Yeah. With, at that point, 17 of them.
Navy officials cited a loss of confidence in the subskipper's ability to command, but were cryptic about the reasons for the removal.
We're also going to inject heroin.
He was a more than 20-year naval officer, and it said on his LinkedIn page that he was the commander of the Bremerton from August 2016 to August 2018, and he said that he is now a transitioning naval officer. So, 10 so it seemed like a good idea at the time, so why not?
10!
Two stories involving a cruise ship.
Yes.
Royal Caribbean says recent cruise passenger Nick Nadev has been banned from sailing with them for life after he leaped from the Symphony of the Seas while it was docked in Nassau, Bahamas.
Oh, wait, there's video of it, right?
Yes, there is.
Yeah, I saw it.
The 27-year-old from Vancouver, Washington, first shared footage of himself making the leap from the 11th floor of the ship on Friday. That's way the hell up there.
I didn't realize how high it was. You see him jump, the camera, or at least the angle I saw, was like zoomed in, and then I'm like, oh my God, he's still going. Yeah, he's still dropping.
It's basically 11 stories. And you hit the water. He's lucky he's not dead.
Yeah.
In the video, Nadev's friends can be seen helping him stand on the railing before he takes the plunge. Immediately following the stunt, Nadev was told that he wouldn't be allowed to reboard the ship and would have to find his own way home from the Bahamas. He told Fox News, "I am truly astonished at how this video has spread throughout the internet. I did not think this through before I jumped. My idea was that this would be a good laugh for my friends and I would just swim back to shore and continue my vacation." Royal Caribbean says it is seeking legal action against Nadev.
Also,
we were talking about this. You were talking, Kathy, about somebody you know who works in the industry who says you don't realize how many people fall overboard and actually jump overboard.
Oh, yeah. He said, like, it's not when they hear that there's been a death, they're like, okay, like, it's not a big deal. It happens that often. But also, I found weird with this video, the second thing that I noticed after the tremendous fall, why'd he keep his shirt on?
I don't know. Who knows?
He's got, right, like, he's got puffy nipples.
The bathing suit and a button down.
Like, I was thinking you should have probably kept your shoes on because of
the
impact. Yeah.
Well, I have a follow-up story to this, and it's not so bright and sunny. As Royal Caribbean's Oasis of the Seas returned to Port Port Canaveral. I didn't know there was a Port Canaveral.
I didn't know that.
Following an outbreak that sickened hundreds, a teen died after falling from the company's sister ship, Harmony of the Seas.
Oh,
officials say 16-year-old Laurent Mercer died Friday after falling from the ship onto a pier in Haiti.
Oh,
Royal Caribbean's Harmony of the Seas was docked where the company owns a private beach. Officers say Mercer apparently didn't have his room card and attempted to enter his eighth-floor room from an adjacent balcony. Before losing his footing and falling. It's horrible.
God. Well, on the balconies, by the way, they put these dividers, so you would have to literally be hanging off the ship to get around it.
To get around it. So that's sad, and that's why you don't jump off the side of a ship, too.
This has caused a delay in their commissioning of their new addition to the fleet, Suicide of the Seas.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right, then we need one other story, and let's go with this one. Memphis police say a man broke into a pickup, parked in a garage, ate candy, drank beer, left it in the truck, and then spray painted the truck's interior before going to sleep inside of it.
What a night!
A person who owns a truck told police his pregnant wife ran inside the house after finding the man in their garage behind their home just after 7 a.m.
I had some candy.
He told police that the man tried to follow his wife into the house before he was chased away. Video shows a homeowner chasing the man out of his yard behind his house. Police said the man drank 8 Pabst Blue Ribbon beers, ate the candy, and stole several items. Tuesday afternoon, the homeowner found the man at the Starbucks and called police. And I don't know why he spray painted the inside of the car.
It's just something you do.
Michael Rudd was charged with burglary and theft. Maybe that's what 8 Pabst Blue PBRs will do for you.
I don't like the color.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
It's not uncommon to find a neighbor irritating. Well, 60 miles south of Buffalo in New York, close to the border with Pennsylvania, is a country town called Kiantone. And one resident in Kiantone named Brian Malta was so outraged by the conduct of one of his neighbors that he took out his replica Civil War cannon and fired it across his fence for 8 days straight.
Wow.
The cannon was loaded with powder and wadding, so it was technically no more dangerous than, you know,
a firework.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. However, the discharge could be heard for miles around. So eventually, Malta was arrested and charged. You ever been to a Civil War reenactment?
You feel it in your chest.
It's concussive.
Yes.
Yeah, no question. While it's not illegal to own a can in New York State, deputies seized the weapon since it was being used maliciously. Malta was charged with harassment and was allowed home after posting $2,500 bail.
You need a benign cannon.
He will face 3 counts of second-degree menacing and 3 counts of second-degree harassment. Now, the only thing we don't know, no details on the cause of the dispute have been released by the authorities. So we don't know what got under the guy's skin and why he decided that a Civil War cannon,
you know what, though,
would be the best way to settle things.
Next time that neighbor asks about the jacuzzi,
yeah,
be nice to have a cannon.
Bang.
Yeah.
Palm Beach police say that a man who drove a Ferrari into the Palm Beach Inlet last December did so because he claimed Jesus told me to.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah. James,
drive your Ferrari into the inlet.
James Mucciaccio was removing items from his Ferrari while parked on a public dock when an officer approached him, asked him what he was doing. He told the officer that his friend told him that he could park on the dock so that he could be picked up by boat. When the officer told him that he couldn't park there, Mucciaccio apologized, retreated to the vehicle to retrieve his driver's license. In dash cam video of the incident, Mucciaccio can be seen getting into his car, reversing briefly, then he puts it into drive, hits the gas, and sent the vehicle into the water, drove off the pier.
Psst, this is Jesus. You going to let him get away with that?
2 fishermen in a nearby boat who witnessed the scene jumped into the water and rescued the driver. When officers asked Mucciaccio why he decided to drive into the water, he said that Jesus told him that he needed to drive through the small gate on the dock and into, quote, a 6-foot window.
What?
And he told officers, Jesus made me the smartest man on earth.
Wow.
And it's so hard to have this much responsibility. He said, money is going to be irrelevant in 2 days. Remember to smile.
Brush your teeth.
Mucciaccio is also told officers that he drove into the water because he believed that the officer on the dock was Egyptian and he did not believe in Jesus.
Ah.
Mucciaccio was not...
Now it makes sense.
...not injured in the incident. Now, divers were able to attach inflatable lift bags and raise the Ferrari to the surface where it was towed back on shore. Investigators say in a further twist, though, the license plate that was attached to the Ferrari actually belonged to Mucciaccio's Ford Mustang. So, I don't know.
He took it off the Mustang?
And put it on the Ferrari and drove the Ferrari into the inlet.
He didn't want to drive his Mustang into the inlet. That'd be stupid.
Right. We're looking at video footage of the divers. They're actually, it's sitting on the bottom of the ocean floor.
Like, it looks literally as if he parked it on the ocean floor.
That's hilarious.
It landed, didn't flip over, landed on,
landed perfectly. All right. Listen to this story. A cop called in to break up a brawl at a sex party, nearly fainted when he saw his wife was one of the 2 women involved.
Oh, yes.
No.
Estelle?
A trio of aspiring police officers in northeastern Mexico were holed up inside a local hotel room when the rendezvous turned into a fistfight. One of the women attacked the other, claiming that the man had spent more time being intimate with her.
Always happens, doesn't it?
The responding police officer was able to keep his composure despite noticing that his wife was one of the women involved in the tryst.
Oh, man.
Wow. He then rushed his spouse out of the hotel. The cadets, none of whom had been named but had been pictured, were looking to join the state police department, by the way. They were arrested and charged with disorderly conduct. Investigators say that the three future state cops were drinking at a local bar before booking a room. The cadets had not spent more than 2 hours at the hotel. Witnesses said that hotel employees were cheering on the man and applauding as they heard the trio making noises while they were having sex. The sex party was interrupted when one of the women thought that the man was being more intimate with the other woman. The heated discussion turned violent, and the hotel owner reported the chaotic scene to 911 after he heard screams and sounds of broken bottles coming from the room.
See, if the guy plays this right, who found his wife at the sex party, he can finally get those golf clubs he's always wanted. Yeah. Right?
Well, right now he has to, well, he doesn't, but somebody has to pay a fine to cover the hotel damages.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.